Jason, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks, Jane. I'm happy to be back.
Manifest Gallery always has a mass of interesting things going on, and right now you'll be opening new exhibitions next Friday. Let's start there. Tell us what will be going on.
Okay. We have four exhibits opening. We have two solo shows, one by Charlie Conwisher, who has been featured in our publications in the past and shown at the gallery in group shows. He's from Ohio. He teaches at Bowling Green University. And Laura McCarr, who is an artist in Michigan. And it just so happens that the two of them are former teacher students. Laura was a student of Charlie's back at Bowling Green a number of years ago. And then the other two exhibits are group shows, our trademark competitive group shows that feature work from all over the country and world. We have Half Truth opening up in two galleries and Game On opening up in the North Gallery. And Half Truth is art about deceptions and falseness, and Game On is art about play.
What else is new at the gallery now that you're into your 13th season? I'm wondering if the purpose is altered at all as the gallery moves along.
The purpose hasn't changed at all. We've amazingly stayed very true to our mission from the get-go. But as time has passed, we've grown to understand that mission and the depth of it further. So that's what's caused our programming to expand. And so now we have the four aspects of Manifest. And that allows us to create programs within those four aspects that realizes the mission even more fully.
You offer varied things to the local art world, and I'm thinking about your new series of one-topic classes, which are aimed to beginners, I think. Tell us about them.
I believe you're talking about the Beyond the Studio, or you may be talking about Drawing Essentials. Those are two different sequences that we're offering. Drawing Essentials are 1 month long of 10 classes across a year that help people get into the practice of drawing. Beyond the Studio are not studio-related classes. They are professional development courses at the Drawing Center, and they happen on Sundays for 2 hours per class. You can think of that more as a seminar-type opportunity for people. And both of these happening at the Drawing Center in Madisonville, Manifest Drawing Center.
Will you also offer a community darkroom to photographers 4 days a week? And you have open sessions for life drawing. So tell us about each of those projects.
Well, the open life drawing is actually the first program Manifest ever offered. Even before we opened the gallery, which we are celebrating our 12th anniversary of on Saturday, life drawing was offered in May and June of 2004 and hasn't stopped since. And so that's a recurring offering that brings people together of all ages, of all interests, all in a shared pursuit of drawing the figure. Our darkroom, yes, it's brand new. We just literally launched it within the past couple of months with a lot of help by a lot of people, and especially Michael Wilson, who has sort of been our go-to guy to help teach classes and to set up the equipment, and Kate Cunningham, our Drawing Center coordinator. And those are sort of a parallel offering to the live drawing sessions so that the people can relearn darkroom photography or understand the fundamentals of photography through its original medium. And we like to say that drawing is a fundamental social discipline. People write almost every day with a pencil or pen, and to our minds, that's drawing. People also, these days, almost universally take photographs with their phones. People are taking photographs all the time, but they're not necessarily making art. And so we think that drawing and photography, and life drawing in particular, and darkroom photography in particular, are suited to reinforcing the skill that everybody could benefit from.
Well, I was interested particularly to see the dark room still exists because we have almost forgotten it. And I'm glad to know that people are still practicing that, which is an art form in itself.
Sure. Well, also, people may not realize this, but just like life drawing was sort of fading out at different times in academic history where schools were phasing out the instruction of figure drawing. And the art world was sort of shunning life drawing or life work based on the figure. So too were programs jettisoning their traditional darkroom equipment in favor of the digital. And so Manifest thinks of itself, and our supporters think of us, as a preservation agent for both the traditional life drawing and hand skills of drawing concept and the foundational ideas of photography. The chemical wet, light, and time-related process of photography.
Well, something that anyone, not specifically artists, can take advantage of are your lunch and learn sessions. Mm-hmm. What goes on there?
Well, Katie Baker, our exhibition coordinator, prepares a very brief 20 to 30 minute talk about the five rooms of art that we have at the gallery, regardless of how many exhibits that might be. It's the idea that people can come during their lunch hour and get a bite-sized but engaging experience with our art.
What are you personally most proud of and most interested in of Manifest's varied projects?
That's a big question. Well, I'm proud that we've made it this far. Most small nonprofits that are started by artists don't last this long or get the recognition that we've managed to get, and we feel very fortunate for all of it. We are, on a daily basis, blown away by the support we get from artists around the country and beyond, the words of support and their involvement and their seeking to be involved. That really motivates us. We really are an arts organization created by artists for artists. I'm very proud of the residency program, which we have spoken about in the past. The fact that we continue to attract really great people to that year-long experience and engage them in our culture and benefit from them in our culture is really special. And it's an underappreciated, very quiet program at Manifest because it is kind of locked away in a studio. I'm very proud of the Manifest Prize, which is the seventh one is currently on view at the gallery right now. We committed last year to giving the artist that wins that prize $5,000. And we've done that 2 years now. And that we know as artists that when you win a prize of money, it makes a lot of difference in your life and your ability to plan your career. So being able to give back to the artists out there through this competitive process really means a lot. And we are about to announce a new cash prize, another annual one that is going to be called the Manifest Grand Jury Prize, which is where we will take the highest scoring works from each of our competitive shows across the season and re-jury them for a final prize. So we do approximately 20 competitive exhibits across the year, and each one of them may have one or two high scorers. Those will be put into a pool and re-juried and given a $2,500 cash prize.
Thanks so much, Jason, for coming in to talk with us about Manifest Gallery and its Manifest activities.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Jason Franz, Executive Director of Manifest Gallery in Walnut Hills in Madisonville. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.